Text numéro 56. Let's keep sexism out of school uniforms and lose. Hearing that the school would get a new uniform brought a new low, but the head and governors were worried about the arrival of a new academy down the road. So not only were our pupils' perfectly adequate black blazers now to be replaced by expensively piped and pinstriped ones, lest we get left behind in the school fashion wars, but we were also informed there would be gender-specific ties, red for boys, orange for girls. This was 5 years ago, but I still remember feeling bewildered. In a society that already puts too many arbitrary divisions between people, why create another by making our kids wear different coloured strips of material? The letter I sent to the head teacher, explaining how a number of students struggled with their gendered identity and that this was another unnecessary decision they would have to make, remained unanswered. A story recently reminded me of that letter. Parents have complained after a primary school in East Sussex introduced gender-neutral toilets. This is not actually all that unusual. They said that they were concerned that children would feel uncomfortable using toilets occupied at different times by people of the opposite sex, somewhat forgetting that this happens in almost every household in the country. Ultimately, if we want equality in society, then dealing with the youngest is usually the best place to start. But as this case shows, there is a natural resistance to those who wish to break down division. For some reason, we appear wedded to the notion that girls should wear skirts, not shorts. No tree climbing for you, reserved for boys. In 2000, New York University researchers asked mothers to put their 11-month-old children onto a sloped surface and set the incline to the level they thought their child could reach. Mothers consistently underestimated the incline that girls could cope with, and they set the bar too high for boys. Uniforms should do what their name suggests, unify students instead of dividing them. Doing so won't suddenly resolve all gender disparity, but it would be a reminder that in schools at least we are all expected to set our intellectual incline at the same level. It would also reduce the endless list of awkward choices faced by people who, for whatever reason, find gender identification difficult. Young people don't come into the world with the biases of grown-ups. They are brilliantly flexible. That's why schools should examine their unconscious inequalities, often things as mundane as toilets and uniforms, and correct them, even if that means facing a headwind of complaints and discomfort. It'll be worth it in the end. Adapted from The Guardian, October 2014.